Beach easy.
Hey mamas, welcome back to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we chat about the chaos and joys of mamahood.
Yes.
Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because Shannon and I are talking about our biggest hashtag mom fails today. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And let's face it, we all have those moments that we will not forget. Mm-hmm. Or that we try to forget so badly that we blacked it out. It's like, wait, what did I do again? Mom fails.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's probably something that most people don't want to talk about.
No.
But you know what? We're just going to put it all out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, why not? Come on.
Learn from our experiences, other mamas.
You know, for most of these experiences, you just want to laugh and be like, yep, that was me.
That was me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So, Jen, some mom fails we got going on?
Sure.
All right.
I will start off with one, and this actually happened last year at the Christmas parade Christmas. In downtown Conway.
Okay.
So we go every year.
Yep.
Big.
That's a big one.
Yeah. And where we go, there's like a tailgate area set mm-hmm. up, and, you know, they save room right in the front for the kids.
I know where I'm going that
yeah,
day now.
Exactly. All it's right. a lot of fun. And always photos. Like,
of course.
Everybody's taking photos of the kids. It's a great time to get, like, family pictures and all of that. So we get out there, and I realize quickly that I don't have a coat for Colton.
Okay.
Left it at home. It is probably, it's like 50 degrees. So it's not
usually
like.
It's cold yeah, during the Conway parade. Yeah.
I mean.
But that's cold for us. 50
right,
degrees.
Right.
In,
so. It was one of those weathers where like one kid is going to have a hat and gloves on, but the other kid is going to be in like nice. A t-shirt and be running around and feel okay.
Or maybe just a hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, great. Here we go. Mom fail number one.
All right.
Forgot the coat. But that's all right. We'll
all
move
good.
On. He has a cute buffalo plaid button-down shirt on and
Perfect.
Jeans and boots.
Okay.
Immediately falls and skins his knee, tears a big hole in his jeans.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good
so
times.
Now we're, okay, level two of okay. outfit fail for me.
You know, but, or some might say that's in style.
Could be.
Know?
Next, button pops on his shirt and it is way too tight. Button
does
pops
he
on
has,
his shirt.
Does he have an undershirt on?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So I find a safety pin. I have a safety pin in the middle of his, like where his belly is.
Okay.
He looks like a homeless individual on the side of the road at this point.
You know.
I understand why he got all the candy, because people thought that he was like
this
the
poor
kid.
Child.
Yes, exactly.
I need to feed him.
Yeah. He had skinned up knee. There was probably some blood on the jeans.
Yeah, you know.
His shirt button popped off. Mom didn't have a coat, gloves, hat, nothing. Yeah. Lewis doesn't let me live that one down. To this day, he's like, well, I'll get the kids dressed for the Christmas parade. I'm like, good God.
You know what, Lewis?
I want to be like, yeah, you do it anyways.
Yes.
Just get them dressed.
Please. For me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, one parade you're getting them dressed for. Whoop-de-doo. That's not too bad, though.
Not a terrible one, but
no.
still, that one. I mean, I have zero pictures from that parade because.
You just were embarrassed?
Yeah,
or you just
couldn't take pictures of.
Actually,
of Colton.
Those are the ones, though, that would probably be the best ones to be able to.
True. True.
Yeah.
Those would be the pictures that you'd
you
use
know,
for like the yearbook photos.
Yeah,
year.
Why not? It's like, oh, that's so cute.
No, the kid looked bad. He looked awful.
I bet Nolan looked cute.
Yeah, he was all wrapped up in a cuddly blanket.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I had him under control.
But, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh. Do you have one?
I have a few, but you know, it's one of those things. I will tell you right now, I am so not a perfect mom by no means, but a lot of the fails that I do, I just like, oh, yep, it was me once again. So trying to think of some fails was actually hard.
Mm-hmm.
A couple that really do come to mind, believe it was last year or is the year before. Anyways, so last day of school, it was a half day. I knew it was a half day, but I didn't realize what time the half day was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a good 15, 20 minutes late to picking up the kids on the last day of school. Thank God, Meryl, one of my good friends, who was also my boys' kindergarten teacher, she's on their emergency contact list, was able to sign them out. She called me. She's like, they're in the principal's office because I got to go. We're catching a flight to go out of town. And but they're good. You're like, DSS, they're not being called or anything. They're already signed out. They'll be ready for you as soon as you get in. I'm like, thanks, Meryl. So there's been, of course, those type of fails to, you know, forgetting, oh, yeah, your lunch.
Uh-huh. I was going to say those little things. Like, yes. I love when I get a picture from school. Yeah. And, like, recently Nolan is in a jacket that he has borrowed from school because you just didn't grab one on the way in and it's cold. And,
you know,
yeah.
Well, and a lot of my fails have been more like school related, like, oh, crap, we forgot to do our homework, or we didn't bring it in, or, oh, I need to bring in that field trip permission slip. A few months ago, I don't remember, it was some type of science project that Gabriel was working on, but they were supposed to bring like a small toy, like a stuffed animal or a little like army man or something, because they were supposed to fit in this surrounding or whatever. I'm like, crap. And of course, Gabriel tells me as we're about to be pulling into the school. And so
you're looking around your car.
I am. And I'm like, any other day I have stuff always in my car. So Meryl, again, the lifesaver, I call her. I'm like, do you have like a little stuffed animal or something? Please just say you have something, because I cannot turn around and go back to the school to drop something off. Luckily, she called Gabriel and was like, hey, come to my room and pick out what you want to be able to, you know, make this work for your class. And thank goodness, because Gabriel is he's so like me, like, he gets so worked up about certain things, and he was afraid that he was going to fail as a student in the class because he did not bring this toy that was mentioned. And yeah, I saw it, but on like the newsletter, but I just
totally forgot.
Yeah, it was one of those like, oh yeah, forgot about that. Yeah. So yeah, there's that. Rolling into daycare, you know, like a minute or 2 minutes late. On two wheels. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun.
You know, dropping the kids. I don't know how many times, like as infants especially.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I'm like.
It's like a rite of passage that the kid falls off the bed at some point in time.
Okay. I was like, oh, hopefully I'm not the only one, right?
Our very, very first day in our new house that we bought, but we're going in our third year. First night, we get all settled in, like we're enjoying our new home. You know, Colton has lived in a house that had stairs before, so, like, he was fine going up and downstairs. We didn't put up baby gates. He was past that at that point. First night, tumbles all the way from the top of the stairs all the way to the bottom of the stairs. And I mean, it's a full two-story house, so,
And your stairs are straight down, too, right? Yeah.
Yep. Falls all the way down.
Yeah. So that happened to me, actually, when I was a kid. I think it was two, maybe. But our golden retriever at the time, my mom, like, it was like one of those slow motion things that you're trying to get to the kids, but you just can't. The dog, Casey, he would go underneath every single step to catch my fall, to then on the bottom, he laid flat and caught me. And of course, I was just laughing the whole time. My mom said, I think that gave her like a heart attack, and still to this day, like nightmares for when it comes to stairs for any kid. So yeah, that's always one. I did reach out to a few mom friends about some mom fails. Maybe I shouldn't name names.
Yeah, we'll leave names out of this.
We'll leave names out of it. Some of my friends, one, taking the wrong kid to a birthday party.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I will say there have been times that I have, in quotation marks, lost birthday invitations.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, some weekends I don't want to have to go to every single birthday party. So, you know, but I don't think I've actually taken the wrong kid. Not saying that it won't happen, but locking the kid in the car, not meaning to, because just standing right beside the car, but having a panic attack, calling the police to try to come and open the door.
That would be stressful.
It was,
for sure.
She even, afterwards, everything went calmed down and stuff. She had called me about it, and I got her one of those big lanyards. It was for her favorite sport. I'm not going to name the name, because then that would give who it is, just so she could put her keys on it so it would be a little bit more visible. Let's see here. Some more lying about food, saying that it's, like, too spicy or something.
So
you can enjoy your food and not, like, or getting girl's shirt that you thought was a boy's shirt, but really was a girl's shirt, you know, getting the wrong one.
My mom with Colton bought a whole pile of clothes that was girls' clothes.
Oh.
And, like, she legitimately gave them to me thinking that,
she did amazing, right?
Yeah. So having to, you know, pretend that, like, oh, my gosh, they're so cute.
Oh, you don't. Oh, I would probably have been like, Mom, come on. Seriously?
I mean, I didn't ever put them in. Okay. I think they immediately went to Goodwill. So I apologize, Mom. But there was at least four onesies that were all girls onesies. They had bows on them.
Well, you know.
And I will call it my mom again because I have a fail that she did that I am still scarred from to this day. But she decided that I needed a haircut. And she threw me up on the counter and was going to do it herself. She grabbed the kitchen scissors and she clipped the top of my ear when she was cutting my hair.
Oh, poor thing.
Sorry, Mom.
Well, you know, because of course, why not? Your mom always is the one that cuts your hair. Still to this day, I refuse to ever have bangs again because I swear my bangs, my mom would make them look like the ocean. It would be like, you know, up, down, up, down. I'm like, Mom, how did you? And she's like, well, that's why I always put you in those big old bows.
To distract
from the ocean bangs. Yeah, you could see some really funny pictures of mine, like when I was a kid. I think there were certain things that I learned from my mom that I made sure I'm like, never again. And then I think we may have mentioned this even on one other episode, but I don't know if this is a fail or maybe it's like, well, at least my kids are paying attention. But the first day of kindergarten for Grayson, they were reading The Growing Tree. And Grayson screams, "That's my mama's beer label."
Angry Orchard, right?
Yep. So I don't know if that's a fail or if it's just like, hey, at least he's paying attention.
So,
good times.
Oh, no.
But, you know, life's an adventure.
It is. It certainly is.
I would love to hear some more stories because—
Me too.
It makes you realize, like, we are all, like—
We're all in this together. Correct.
Stay alive and, you know, keep trucking along. So, yeah. Good times.
As long as they're safe, healthy, and happy.
Amen.
It's okay.
And like I said, there's probably way more things, but I just can't. You try to black them out almost.
That's what you got to do.
You know? So, yeah. Does Lewis have any, like, dad fails or?
You know he's perfect. Come on.
Oh, that's true. Just like I will say, Barrett's perfect. And it's bad because I called Barrett this morning. I'm like, so we're talking about parenting fails, not mom fails. And he's like, well, probably, you know, we always would say that we would make sure that our kids would eat really well. And then, you know, chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese again tonight or cereal again. I'm like, that's not really a fail. That's just, hey, here's some food.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Here's my chance to call out Lewis.
You're too nice, though.
I am.
See, if it was Lewis and I right now, we'd probably be like bashing left and right, going back and forth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he doesn't let my fails be lived down, that's for sure.
You know, I mean, I know there are things. But
I mean, there was a time, like, he to this day still makes fun of me for it, but Colton was learning how to walk, and he, like, fell in the kitchen. I mean, he wasn't hurt or anything like that. But Lewis was like, did you just donkey kick our kid? Because I was standing behind him. And I was like, no, I didn't donkey kick our kid.
That's
so
funny.
Now any time that, you know, someone falls, he's like, where's Mom? She donkey kick our kid again? Good God.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can I have a moment, please?
Right.
Just because somebody gets injured doesn't mean it's my fault.
Amen.
Jeez.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, parenting is... It's always fun.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
Well,
they need a book on it.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, it won't get read. So maybe
right,
a cliff
right.
notes.
When are you going to have time to read the book?
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe there's a podcast about it.
There you go. Hey. Fun times.
I mean, I'd like to hear our listeners' thoughts on their mom fails.
Please.
We had the courage to tell ours.
Yes.
So please.
And we'll probably share yours. Some more. So
yeah, yeah.
Listen to some more episodes.
There can be mom fails round two.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's all I got for today.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like this episode, please give us a subscribe and leave us a little review, and we'd be happy to share that review on our next episode. And,
yes.
You know, we always want to hear from our listeners, and you can check us out on social media.
Yeah.
I speak mama.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beachin' easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.